When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Y'all know I love a good play on words. Wordplay, as they call it.
Yeah.
I don't know if this already exists, but I was thinking the other day that with all these OnlyFans accounts and all this, where women are performing solo maneuvers and all,
right?
That they should be called uniporn. She's a uniporn.
Yeah, because they just
like a unicorn, but a uniporn. Is that a thing already, or do we need to copyright that? Riggins, you watch a lot of OnlyFans.
Yeah. You want me to find out?
Oh, yeah. See if it already exists as a term. It does. But it means the same thing.
From a distance, he looks like a majestic, magical unicorn. But up close, the truth is all too obvious.
I'm assuming that's a bit of penis.
Well, yeah, so it's not the same.
No, I mean, no, it's not the same thing as what you're saying, but it is a term, I guess, used. Yeah.
But they don't use it in as clever a way.
No.
So there we go. Oh. I'm a uniporn star. What?
I just went down.
You know, oh, look at
the tagline for the uniporn movie. It's not good. It's not good at all.
Mm. I think the tagline back in the day, as they say, for the Pornocchio movie was his nose isn't what crows.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So dumb, but also witty.
So, former intern Adam, who I thought, did we ban him from listening the other day because he was being nerdy or something?
No, you just said he was being nerdy. You didn't officially ban him.
Okay, so he hasn't been banned. So he gonna write in here. My wife had a watermelon cider the other night at Kickback Jack's, and it was actually really good if you like that type of drink. Good summer drink. And I'm like, well, what was the brand? And he's like, oh, I'm message her and ask her. You can't offer that up if you don't have all the information.
Right.
I would tear up a watermelon cider.
Somebody get Jack on the phone.
I would love to have a good watermelon cider.
If you had the watermelon cider, would you be able to do the watermelon crawl?
Mm-hmm.
That's a watermelon crawl.
If you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl.
Classic country.
It's a country singer named Tracy Byrd that was big in the 90s. And it was a song about a watermelon festival. And you drink watermelon wine and have fun at the festival. In the music video, I think it was one of the first country music videos that showed hot, big-bosomed chicks in it with short shorts, I think.
And they were hot.
That's a good video.
But what is the watermelon dance? Is it a dance move at all, or is it just like a...
It's just like you get drunk on watermelon wine and you're crawling around like you're drunk.
Okay.
Yeah. He tells you how to do it in the song.
Well, that sounds fun.
Don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
And it takes place in Rhine County, the Rhine County Watermelon Festival.
Rhine County Watermelon Festival here.
Sounds lit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. So, watermelon cider.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is a cider? I've only heard of apple cider. I didn't even know they made other kinds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they make all kinds of
that wrong. That pumpkin cider that was out in the fall was really good.
Pear ciders are pretty good.
Yeah, you're a pear cider.
Pear cider.
Leech. You're like a leech.
I
Googled watermelon cider, and there are a couple of different
kinds. The Google doesn't have it. Only Kickback Jacks.
Bold Rock has a watermelon cider from the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah, that might be good.
Adam's wife is a cutie, too. She's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Does she know she's married to a nerd?
I don't know if she knows that. We need to let her know.
Oh. Yeah, you can tell Rob, when people wanted to be interns for us, that Rob had a big say in who got to be interns. All these nerds. Mm-hmm. Remember that plushie?
Yeah.
What? That was crazy.
Who was a plushie?
Was he a plushie or was he a furry?
Oh, no. He was a big fan of anime.
Anime, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Wait, Rob picked the interns?
Yeah, pretty much.
To be fair, we basically took whoever wanted to come.
Oh. From behind.
He was a plushie.
You know, he was just oddly fascinated with anime, like the sexy...
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about classy, sexy anime with pointed hair.
Yeah, he was more attracted to anime than real girls.
Pointed hair.
Not girls.
The pointy hair.
Yeah, I've seen pointy hair girl.
Pointy hair girl.
Mm. Oh, God, that's so funny.
Okay, I never understood anybody talking about whether they thought it was funny or not, or even had any type of seriousness about a cartoon character or an anime figure being hot. Like when they would talk about Jessica Rabbit being hot. No, she wasn't hot. She was a drawing. Thing. She's animated. No.
My cousin that I've told you guys about, she was like a step cousin. She was in love with Goku from Dragon Ball Z, like obsessed with him. Said she was going to marry him. And we're all like, he's a cartoon character.
Yeah, he did tell us.
How are you going to marry him?
She the one threatened to kill you?
No, I...
Oh, you were messing with her.
Said there, we found some notes, death threats, that someone wanted to kill her.
Oh.
And I was in like fourth grade.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question. If you had to go back through the annals of the Ace and TJ show.
Through the what?
Like the history of the Ace. A-N-N-A-L-S. Look it up.
It's like, what?
You dirty ass. I mean, good God.
Yeah, Alexis.
I know. Right, anyway.
So what about our annals?
What would you...
You gotta go through your annals.
Who would you say...
Stinks in here.
...are the weirdest, most unusual interns we've ever had?
Oh, I don't know. That's,
would one be,
some of them the listeners wouldn't even know because we never put them on the radio.
Yeah,
there was that one the one that our executive producer at the time had to tell him that he needed to take a shower.
Yeah,
it was that guy. He was pretty weird.
What about the guy?
They're all weird to me.
Yeah, the guy that was
Riggins was pretty damn weird intern.
Yeah. He was nice. There was one guy. He was nice. Remember the guy that was gonna, like, just blurted out one day that he keeps the hat in the back of his car that he was wearing when he tried to commit suicide, but changed his mind at the last second.
Yeah, his name was Damien, and we called him Ramian because he was kind of like Rain Man. So we called him intern Ramian.
And he was going about to commit suicide.
Thankfully,
while he was working for y'all.
Oh no!
No! Before that, well before that. But he was telling us one day about
y'all call him. No,
we weren't making fun. He was telling us one day about how
every day was a gift for him because he had in the back of his car he kept the hat that had a bullet hole in it where he was going to commit suicide, but at the last minute as he squeezed the trigger he changed his mind and turned the gun from his temple and shot a hole through his hat. We were like, no way. And sure enough, he came back in. He had a hat with the bullet hole in it.
And Ace tried to comfort him by stealing his drums.
How could you do that?
That is not true. That is not a true story. Man
almost committed suicide, and then you're going to steal his drums? Yes. What kind of person are you?
He said, I can take his drums home to play
him. Oh, my God.
And then he went years before he comes and goes, hey, do you still have my drum? What? No, fool.
He stole from a suicidal person.
That's so messed up.
It's who confided in him?
And told him and even showed him the memory of his almost suicide.
Whatever. I'm not young. I don't feel bad about it. I'm fine.
So had you sold the drums with the house or whatever it was? What happened to the drums?
I think, I don't remember, honestly. I think I left them like in one of the attics.
That's right. Yeah.
Because the people called me and like, hey, there's stuff over here. I think that's what it
stole it.
Don't touch it. It's hot as hell. Yeah. Them drums is hot.
They're hot. I remember when Ace said that one time. I was like, what does that mean?
It's hot.
It's hot.
Yeah. You tell them I better get a cut.
That's right. He knows about the criminal underworld.
Those were hot.
Hey, I'm tapped into the criminal underworld.
Yeah, they don't say that.
Hide them drums, man. They're hot, and the fuzz is coming.
You're cool. Yeah.
Have you ever heard the cops called the fuzz?
No.
That's the 70s.
The fuzz.
The fuzz. All right, be careful now. Smokey's on your tail.
Be cool.
You know, highway patrolmen were called Smokies.
Oh, God.
Because they wear Smokey Bear hats.
Yeah. The Smokies and the Fuzzies and the hot.
Not the Fuzzies.
The fuzz.
Oh, the Fuzz.
The Fuzzies is coming.
The Fuzzies.
I tell you, who else was... there was a girl that we had as an intern who wasn't... like, she was cool. She was great. But she only had... was it yesterday or today this came up? I think Alexis was talking about it. You being out on that boat. There was a girl that was... an intern. She was a great intern, but she had lost part of her arm in a boating accident where she jumped off the back of the boat while the boat was running and nobody in the propeller.
See, that's my biggest fear, is the propeller cutting me up into pieces.
That's why you should check before you jump off the back of the boat if the motor is on. And everybody should always, you know, check with the captain of the boat.
Yeah, because that's what I think about every single time.
Her name is Dee.
Yeah.
She's a real good singer.
Mm-hmm. And loves a wig.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Loves a wig. Singing and wig wearing. Who is her passions?
We had another intern that was great. And he became a postman.
Wig what
was
wearing? His name?
Dreads.
Dreads. What was his real name, though?
You know how we gave him the name Intern Dreads?
Because he had dreads?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys are so good. So funny.
Yeah, how'd you guess?
No, just, you know. Wild guess. Well,
stab in the dark.
It's just trying something.
We had one named Intern Barbie
because
she looked like a Barbie doll. We got her Intern Barbie. And then later we got another intern whose name was actually Barbie, and we had to come up with something else for her because they'd think it was the same person.
And that was her actual name,
that was her real name,
We're in a real pickle here.
Yeah, we never considered. What are the odds?
What was the intern that fell asleep every day?
Intern Sleep?
Intern Sleepy. Big Sleepy. We got him Big Sleepy.
Big Sleepy.
Wait, that was his name for real? Wait,
are you talking about the other one, Rob, said that I didn't get the brilliance of his school radio show's name?
No, the guy I'm talking about had a really, really good voice. I think it was Wesley was his real name.
Oh, Wesley, yeah.
He fell asleep a lot.
Okay, yeah, Intern Wesley fell asleep. But we did have one way before your time, Rob, who was... we called him Big Sleepy all the time. And it was partially because he would fall asleep during the show. And then at other times, even when he was awake, he looked sleepy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He ended up working for one of the airlines.
Yeah, I think I woke up.
But not a pilot or anything. He worked in the offices at the airline.
Panicked there for a second.
Yeah, I'm not a pilot.
It's like, that's not the guy we want to be the pilot.
Big Sleepy, wasn't it? And then what was the tall, good-looking guy's name that played baseball and he was on that reality show about the minor league baseball team.
Oh yeah.
And his internship was finishing up when yours started, Riggins.
Yeah, we were in school together.
Yeah, he was really cool.
He was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
He had curly hair.
Was it John? His name was John.
He was really cool guy. Him and the guy that was like the fifth string quarterback for Carolina.
Intern Studley. Yeah.
Who sounded like Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
Was he hot, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was hot. And he didn't look like Matthew McConaughey, but he was a really good-looking guy sounded like Matthew McConaughey.
Sweet, sweet. I missed all the good stuff.
He was great.
Yeah, you did.
Going on the trips, the hot interns.
Yeah. Walls that are the same color all the way to the ceiling.
Exactly. Equipment that works. Like, what did I sign up for?
The rich life we live with all the fact that the walls were painted matching colors.
Yeah.
Man.
Closets. Yeah. All the good stuff.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers' data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/acetj. That's expressvpn.com/acetj to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/acetj right now to learn more.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go.
It's going to be dreary around here today, isn't it? No sunshine. It's going to be dreary all the day long.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't like it. I like it when the sun shines. Oh, I got a big job to do out in the yard today.
Oh, you do, TJ? Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like doing yard work. Yeah. But this is a heavy-duty, tiring, long, hot job I got to do.
Which is?
I got to go out there, and now that the irrigation system has been installed, and the guy came yesterday to do the tweaks and all to fix it where it wasn't working right, and some of the sprinkler heads weren't going back down into the ground. I got to get my ass out there today and pick up the little yellow flags that have been marking where the line goes and everything. And then I got to figure out how am I going to dispose of those.
Now we got all these flags.
Yeah.
These yellow flags.
Mm-hmm. Well, your day is just thrown away.
I know. That's why I'm, you know.
Feel free.
That's why I'm wearing overhauls right now, because it's my work clothes. I'm going to be out there.
Straight home in the yard. Start picking up flags. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll get down done by sundown.
How many do you think there are?
Maybe 10. At least 10.
That's almost a dozen.
I cannot with you.
Well, you should see the size of his yard. It's huge. So it's going to be a lot of distance between the flags.
They're at every
corner. And I am going to have one of the kids drive me from one flag to the other.
Well, so I've got to go home.
That'll
today.
Help a little.
Yeah. I got to go home today and figure out how to get this big ass piece of furniture up the stairs and around the corner to my office.
You guys have such hard lives.
Well, that is a thing.
No, that one
is. Mine is an issue. Got to be fair. Damn it, man.
If anybody, anybody should not buy a big ass piece of furniture, as long as it took you to get that rid of that. That giant drive-in movie screen you called a TV.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like you love heavy furniture.
It was only because I wanted to do something good to help somebody with the TV. This piece of furniture, we had no way of knowing how heavy it was until we got there. Then I'm like, damn. I mean, we only paid $50 for it. So it's like, you know, what am I going
to
do?
You're going to have some back pain issues that you have to pay for after
it's
this.
It's tough trying to figure it out. I may have to hire somebody to come help me get it up the stairs.
How much are you paying?
You could have ended that.
You're not
before you said the stairs.
Yeah. You said you're not interested in my help.
I'm not interested in your help because there's no way you can be of assistance with this.
How do you know that?
A shot. Because it's probably about as tall as you.
Do you know how strong I am?
Oh, never mind.
Have you not seen her workout videos?
Right.
Yeah, I'm right.
You don't even know how much I can lift, bro.
It's awfully presumptuous of you.
I know how tall you are, and I know how tall this piece of furniture is, bro.
Well, maybe she could act as, one of those little creeper things that you could just, like the moving men thing. You just put it on top of her and then drag her up the stairs. She'll slide.
Yeah.
Ease around the corner there. Yeah, look, as long as I don't put any more furniture
like
together.
Like I'm an ant.
Bed, desk, outdoor furniture, or something else I put together. Shelving that is in the garage. I've put together all that stuff. I'm just getting done. Ooh. I think I'm done having to put together furniture.
Ooh.
What? Mr. Builder.
Yeah, this is you. Like Handy Manny.
Exactly.
Ace the Builder.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. But all that stuff is light. You know, that's the advantage. Is that all that stuff is
easy to take down. You're able to get it up the stairs in sections.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can open the box and take the desk up in pieces. Then I had to put it all together.
And I mean... I'm not trying to take away from all of the skills that you have, but I also put together all my furniture. It's not that hard to put together furniture.
I'm just saying I'm tired of putting it together.
Oh, tired of putting it
together. It's hard for me. I'll admit it. It's hard for me.
Putting furniture together?
I know. I'm not good at it. Oh, I'm not good at following directions.
I love it.
Yeah. I don't have a mechanical mind at all.
Does it require a mechanical mind?
A little bit of
the direction.
It's like putting a puzzle. It's putting together a puzzle.
Is it like putting together a puzzle if they say, you know, start with this piece and connect it to this piece? The pieces are numbered. Not that hard.
I just admitted my weakness that I can't do it. So why pile it on me?
I don't know.
You're like Jody. If you explain it a different way or ask me other questions, it's not going to make me better at it.
I'm sorry. You're right. You know what? I apologize. You're right. You are right. I did do that, and I hate that, and I'm sorry. You are 100% correct, TJ. I know you.
He's like, that's what I'm saying.
That's a pretty funny statement, though.
Yeah. It's ridiculous that I can't do it.
Yeah, he's right. I apologize. You're 100% right on that one.
Oh, no. I don't have a mechanical mind.
I said, at all. Yeah.
If there's a schematic, I'm not doing it.
You know, I can fix a tire. I can fix a flat.
Sure.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But... I mean, that's not having to assemble anything. I'm not good at assembly.
There you go.
Even some assembly. Even some assembly required. It's too much assembly for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, the bed hadn't caved in yet. Everything, all the furniture still up, upright.
He's like, time to get some heavy shit in here.
Yeah, golly, man.
This is a desk, too?
No, it's a... It's a
It's going to sit under the television. It's like a...
entertainment stand?
Yeah, not really. It's just a little cabinet.
An armoire? Is it like an armoire?
It's a little cabinet about this tall.
A good armoire.
And it has some drawers on one side, little doors that open. And, yeah. But it's just made out of this heavy-ass wood, and it's just heavy.
Hmm. Just take it
and
all apart.
And there's no place to grab it. To bring it up, you know what I'm saying? It's got these, there's no real good place to grab onto it to grab onto it, you have to pull the drawers out. Well, if the drawer is out, it's good. I don't want to scrape the wall going up, you know, it's just a mess.
The drawers won't come completely out of it. That might help.
I tried that briefly at the place where the house where we picked it up, and it just looked like that was going to be a real hassle. So I just didn't, I figured we were just putting it in the truck. I don't know. Yeah. And honestly, sometimes I just don't feel like messing with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I'm too busy trying to figure out where the money's going to come up to keep my mom in the nursing home.
Yeah. And
my sister yelling at me on the phone.
Right. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Wow.
But then to me,
she's not yelling at me. She's venting to me about the problems. Yeah. And, you know.
And then, you know, I hate to bring you down with my whole flag thing.
I know, you did.
In the yard, had more. You know, now you're stressing about me having to deal with what shit I got going on.
Yeah. Spent an hour yesterday getting my stepmom a new phone where she lost hers in the nursing home. So that
you got her an Obama phone?
No, she had insurance. She had it cost me like $25-$30, whatever. So
because the last we heard, she was trying to get two Obama phones.
Yeah, I hadn't gotten into that yet. Two it just seemed like, I was like, just here's the honestly. She's trying to get two phones. Good. And then honestly, I went to get the phone yesterday, and I get there, and it's 15 minutes to 2. My appointment is at 2 o'clock. Everybody's busy in the store. So I go sit at the table in the back, and I look up, and it has my name on the screen. Like, next up. There's only one name up there. Mm-hmm. It's me. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock goes by. 2:05. 2:10. And I'm paying attention to what's going on around me. And everybody has a customer. And there's a lady who has not stopped talking. Now, I've been in there about 25 minutes at this point. And I can tell the guy that's there at the table next to me, he's just ignoring her, trying to freight train through her setup because she's talking. You know, I don't know what they expect you to do. Have you seen the movie The Social Network? And then she turns to the store and goes, Has anybody in here seen the Social Network?
Stop.
Because they're programming our children. And I'm not exaggerating. Everybody should see it. And she turns and there's one guy who's also waiting. She goes, have you seen The Social Network? And the guy that's helping her is just like frantic. Like, oh my God, I got to get this done. So he finally gets her done. He comes over to me. It's 2:15. I've been in there 30 minutes. We're 15 minutes late, starting with my appointment. No big deal. And he comes over and goes, sorry to make you wait, sir. I said, well, that to me, I've got the 2 o'clock appointment. And he goes, I'm really sorry about that. And I said, it's okay. I said, I could hear. And he started laughing. He said, yeah, I think everybody could hear. I said, yeah, everybody could hear because she was talking to the entire store at one time. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
they think that what they're saying is so important that everybody needs to hear it.
Yeah, and she's talking all about how they got hacked.
People with that accent.
they got hacked, and her husband won't let her have social media because it gets tracked, and blah blah blah, and all this kind of stuff. It was crazy, but anyway, and so he helped me. And 30 minutes later, I left after an hour at the store. I got my stepmom a new phone. I'm going to stop and mail it to her today. But
what store was it?
AT&T.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have to go to a mall.
No. And then I'm sure she's going to say, like, well, what happened to my contacts? Yeah, well, I don't know. You didn't have them in a cloud of some sort.
I don't know, bitch. Just wear your glasses.
I don't know. It's like, hey, man, I don't know. You know why I don't know? Because I didn't lose the phone.
No. Your contacts.
When I sit in my wheelchair, I follow the directions. I stay strapped in.
So dumb.
Yeah, sorry. You won't be able to call DJ Khaled anymore. You're going to have to fill it back out.
It's like, damn.
Well, I just think, though, that it's a shame that you couldn't get her two Obama phones like she wanted, where she could have one in her bedroom and then the other in the rec room.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I need dos telefones.
It's a nursing home.
Yeah, like, what? You got a lot of business going on? What's going on?
She said she wanted one for the room, one for her purse. Stop. That's the model one for her purse.
Where's she going?
To the rec room.
Oh.
Like, yeah,
to the dining hall. Knitting class.
You don't go anywhere. What is going on?
Did she think that they could have the same number?
Oh, like a regular phone?
I don't know. I don't know what she was thinking. And honestly, I didn't want to entertain the conversation. I was like, ah, they don't do that.
So who's going to program it for her now when she gets it and stuff?
Well, it's already programmed.
But I mean, who's going to put the contacts and all that in it? No. Who's going to show her how to work a new phone?
I don't know, man. I'm just sending the phone.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just wondering who is she going to. Will one of the aides there do it? One of the social workers at the thing?
I guess.
Because my auntie is one of the social employees in a nursing home.
Yeah.
Has been for years. And, you know, she helps with the vents and the little classes and all of that stuff. So I bet that person would be the one to help program.
I'm sure somebody will help her. Let's do a couple a day, put them in the phone kind of thing. So I just got to put that in the mail to her today so she can, you know, she'll have a phone again.
Do you think she gets a lot of phone calls that she's scared to miss a call? Yes, if she's in knitting class?
Yeah.
Like, it's really on the hook.
I haven't seen any deer snaps.
Oh, yeah. If it's for
in
that.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
She needs two phones.
She needs one just for that.
Yeah.
I don't have enough storage on one phone.
My OnlyFans, I got to upload shit. I'm behind. God. Losing subscribers left and right.
Yeah. I go by the name Nursing Home Nancy on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm.
Oh, naughty nursing home.
Yeah. Drop it in the mail today.
Right.
After that, I've caught her up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I can do. I can check on that free phone thing. And here's my thing. Why is she worried about a free phone?
She's not paying for anything.
I'm paying the $27 a month. What does she care? I should be the one worried about the free phone, and I could check into it. I did, and it looks like it's a lot of paperwork. And honestly, I just looked at it and went, it's $27 a month.
You got to deal with the government.
And you'd have to get it. And it's got to switch services and all this. And I was like, I don't need it. That, and then I've talked to two attorneys because she wanted to see if she was eligible for some of this money from some kind of lawsuit about a paraquat. And turns out, no. They told me she's not eligible because the paraquat deal is about farmers. But they called me. Yeah. So I ended up in a 20-minute phone conversation with an attorney about it. She's not eligible for that. She would be eligible for this other one if she had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but she doesn't. So,
oh my God. Mm-hmm.
I talked to an attorney about that, too.
Oh, I don't want to get old. It sounds so, like, so many problems.
Hey, it doesn't matter your age.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter your age. A lot of rural Southerners are looking anywhere they can for a settlement.
Yeah.
You know, from wherever it can come, just... Settlement is the word abracadabra in the South sometimes. I mean, it makes all kinds of magic happen.
Right.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
All right, hold on, Regan. I got business to do.
Don't be laughing at don't be laughing at my life, Riggins.
So
he's missed.
If your house were like Ace's life in a disaster area. No, I'm just kidding. Look, if you have had something go on in your house that has messed some things up, like you've had a flood or maybe even your, you know, you got something like fire in one room, burned a little bit of stuff, but the smoke messed up several rooms, and you need to get it all fixed and get it back restored to the way it was, then our friends at Paul Davis Restoration handle that for you. They are the sponsors of Share Funny. the award almost winning, but you got to be nominated for something before you can win, show called Share Funny. They have every, this is what I heard, every service van and truck that Paul Davis Restoration has a plaque in it saying that they're a proud sponsor of Share Funny. That's what I heard.
That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. So if you see one of their trucks, you say, hey, Paul Lovett, Paul Lovett, let me see your Ace and TJ plaque.
Yep.
And they say got that. This, we have this little inside thing with the emergency technicians at Paul Davis Restoration where we act like we don't know who each other is. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be so funny if you ask them that because they'll act like they don't even know who we are. You know,
it's joke.
Hilarious. Just laugh. Yeah. Just laugh. Go, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. So if something does happen to your house and you're not able to live there until you get everything repaired, they realize the importance of you getting back into your house and living your life the way you were living it before the disaster hit. So they will jump into action el pronto whenever you need them. Just go to acetj.com/Paul Davis when something happens and you need their services. acetj.com/Paul Davis. And they even clean up after trauma, but I'm not supposed to say that. Paul love it. Paul love it. So if you've had some trauma going on,
yeah,
you know, a traumatic trauma happening, and you got, you're standing there gobsmacked. Hey, he just walked right up to him, gobsmacked him right there in the face. That's what happened. We were talking about that earlier this morning. Riggins uses the term gobsmacked and how some people misuse it as a verb instead of its intended use as an adjective.
Yeah.
I can't believe you. I've never heard people say that.
Gobsmacked.
No. Mm-hmm.
I've only just heard
gobsmacked him upside the head right there.
Yeah, from the English is where I first.
Yeah, the whole term is English. You know, it's English slang. Slang.
And for at first, the first time I ever heard, I thought it meant spit on.
And I thought it meant like a turkey slap.
You're in good company, Ace.
I thought it meant a turkey slap.
Turkey slap.
A turkey slap.
A that gobble slap.
Yeah, I was going, what's a turkey slap?
Like, I don't know, but that's just what I thought. A gobble smack.
Speaking of which, have y'all seen the video on TikTok? Are they using fajitas? Where they put water in their mouth and they stand around, everybody hits everybody in the face with a fajita until somebody spits the water out.
Why would they waste a good fajita like that?
I don't know that they waste them. Should they eat them?
So they make the fajita, it's in there, the peppers and all that in the skillet, just, and they put it together.
It's not a fajita. I'm sorry. It's not a full fajita. It's what do you call it? The tortilla.
Oh, a tortilla.
So they each one of them holds it. They don't roll it up and hit them each other's face. Yeah, I'm sorry. I misspoke.
What aisle are your fajitas on? Are they hard or soft shell fajitas?
I'm sorry. My mind is tired. I'm a little scattered after having explained to y'all all the details of my life that are going on every day.
That sounds like they're wasting a whole fajita.
Not a fajita, a tortilla. Fajitas.
Point me to your fajitas aisle, please.
They slap each other with tortillas.
I was like, well, that's mm-hmm. heavy. And then the whole skillet and everything. Yeah, that's
what
dangerous.
I was thinking. Damn, that would hurt. Right. Plus, it's hot.
That's what I was thinking.
Get ready.
Because that's why I said, well, obviously they put the fajita together and then hit. They wouldn't hit them with that skillet.
Yeah. Whoever goes first wins every time.
Hell yeah.
The coin toss is very important in that game.
But then the winner has burns on their hand.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
Sorry, my brain's tortilla. A little fried.
It's a tortilla.
They hit each other with tortillas.
Oh, speaking of my daughter's boyfriend, Joey, great guy. Awesome. But I just found out that no matter what happens with them, if later on they want to get married, he will not be welcomed into our home.
What now?
Now, I've overlooked the fact that he's an Alabama fan.
That was my starting point.
I've overlooked that because he doesn't, like, if he's around us and all that, he's not cheering for Alabama. He's wanting them to win or whatever. He's just silent about it. He knows we don't allow that in our house. But on top of that, I mean, I could take one or the other of these things, but not both of them. My daughter told me two nights ago that he prefers corn tortillas to flour tortillas.
Really?
And I just can't, I can't deal with that. I can't deal with it.
You're no longer welcome.
Hmm? If he's ordering, you mean, you would, it would bother you if he ordered that at a restaurant?
Yeah, just knowing he's a corn tortilla person. Really?
That's the more traditional tortilla.
Huh?
It's the more traditional tortilla.
Right. And for you to like it, it's fine.
But he needs to like the flour.
Yeah. Because he is,
culturally,
he has absolutely no Hispanic tradition in him anywhere to where he would need to be getting the traditional tortilla that don't taste as good. I'm sorry, it's not as tasty as the flour tortilla.
No.
Neither. Now, if his name was Juan, then I would see, okay, yeah, well, he likes the traditional.
Yeah.
But his name's Joseph, and he's Italian. So he ain't got no business like a no traditional corn tortilla or fajitas.
Whatever you want to call it.
I dare him to come in my house using a fajita as a weapon.
He ran in here and do fajitas. Let's just start a fight.
Your Honor, he assaulted me with a fajita.
I can't wait to start using that.
But no, I'm sure we'll just buy extra. If he's coming, we know that he likes the corn tortillas.
Well, it doesn't mean he doesn't like the flour. Maybe when he just comes to your house, he'll have the flour.
Yeah, but still, knowing somebody's that weird.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. Oh, that's right. You prefer corn, don't you, mm-hmm, Alexa?
I do. But I am that weird.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know that I've ever had the corn.
I look at the corn tortilla like I do bread that's not fresh and soft. If I make a peanut butter fold over and the bread tears in the seam, it's not fresh enough. It should be so soft that it just makes the perfect little fold. And the crust part of it on each side should have a little bit of a point to it in the fold area, in the seam.
And you think
if you fold it and it's not super fresh and soft, it'll tear a little bit in the bread. And a corn tortilla tears apart way easier than a flour tortilla. Plus, it's bland.
Okay.
It's bland.
I'm not trying on the right tortillas.
I don't think I've ever folded bread.
We had a fresh tortilla that just came out.
A fresh tortilla?
A fresh,
what brand
tortilla
is that?
A fresh tortilla that just came out of a tortilla maker?
Yep.
Oh,
I have.
God,
in San Diego, California, there's a little area, like its own little town outside of San Diego, and the whole street is just Mexican food vendors.
Tortilla.
Yeah.
And it is really good.
Tortilla, that's what they call.
But I asked them if they could make us a flour one. I said, excuse me, amigas, could y'all do all of our tacos in floured tortillas? And you know what they said?
What?
See.
Wow.
And I said, yeah, I mean, I know the sea is close by here. We're on a coastal area. But could you do the tortillas or not?
Back to the meat.
They said K, and I went, all right then. They agreed. They said K.
Good answer.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Rob and Alexis have a lunch date today with each other. She's finally making her move. She's going to put down all of those guards that she's had up by just pretending like she likes to pick on him and that he gets on her nerves and all of that.
Don't say that.
So now she's really going to make her move at a full-fledged Italian restaurant. Oh,
God. Don't say that before Meredith comes after me.
Oh. She's going to be in there singing When the Moon Hits Your Eye.
Stop
like a big
it.
Pizza pie. That's amore.
Amore.
She's going to take him to lunch, get him some pasta in his belly and all full and everything. Then she's going to say, oh, you look so wonderful, but I cut to your hair now. And then she's going to cut his hair. She's going to buy him a new gold chain to rest amongst his chest hairiness.
Oh, stop it. Just stop it already.
The wooing begins.
Let it begin.
It's that top pony that's doing it for me.
Seriously, though, you don't go eat Italian food with someone who's just a friend. Yeah. That's a date meal. Italian food is.
It's only a romantic meal.
Huh?
It's pretty romantic.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't feel romantic after I eat a whole bowl of spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, couples that go eat Italian food together, be it lunch or dinner, are not just friends.
Yeah, we're coworkers also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got him.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I won't tell anybody. But I think it's going to be good that you can get this out in the open and release your frustrations.
Yep.
Somebody wants to.
Rob's on the list for the hot girl summer.
What does that mean?
On her list of suitors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're suiting him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I'm on his list.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, God, Rob, if you'll be mine, I'll sweep up your hair as soon as we cut it.
Mm-hmm. It's that top pony, bottom pony for me. I love that combo.
Oh, the beard ponytail?
The beard ponytail and the top ponytail mm-hmm. at the same time.
What do you see?
Looks great.
What do you see? No one's hair down there.
Ew, Ace. That's disgusting. Oh.
Yeah, his down there braids.
Ew, his down there pony.
He's got a whole down pack. There pigtails.
That's so gross. It's braided.
I need a whole 60-pack of rubber bands.
Of what?
Rubber bands.
That is the most disgusting thing.
I thought you said you ate a whole 60-pack of something. I was like, huh?
Wow.
So what are you going to get today? Italian is, if you're not careful, you can really weight yourself down at lunch.
Yeah.
Especially at Mia Michi because everything's so good.
So good.
And I can't do that because I have meetings all day.
I'm telling y'all.
With the toilet.
That's what I'm scared of. No.
I haven't checked the menu, but that meatball sub that guy was eating that day looked unreal.
I'm excited. The menu real quick. I don't even eat breakfast.
Yeah, me either.
The arugula salad with shrimp is good too.
My wife came and she met one of her friends over there the other day for lunch. Came in talking about, I'll tell you what, you tell those Mia Michi people that my lunch today was, and she started telling me how delicious it was. And I was like, oh, really? And I said, well, what did you get? And she said, some salad. I'm like, get out of here. I'm sure the salad was great. I'm sure their salads are awesome.
They really are. They're awesome.
But don't come in bragging to me, a meat eater. I mean, my wife eats meat too. She's not a vegetarian, vegan type person, or she wouldn't be my wife. But don't be bragging about just the salad. I want to know about the veal cutlet and the chicken parm and the vodka sauce pasta.
I just want the lunch menu.
That's what I want to know.
Chicken parm sub. Classic Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, I love a Philly cheesesteak.
Meatball parm sub. Meatballs covered with marinara and topped with mozzarella and parmesan.
Oh, sausage, that's a meatball sub.
I need one of everything.
Sausage, peppers, and onions sub.
Riggin's dad could probably just eat the peppers and onions on a sub.
Yeah,
he loves peppers and onions. Mm. Onions and peppers.
Peppers and onions. Zero. Oh, my God. Check out. Done.
I still have that story you told today, but he was wanting to put the
What was he? Did he put some blue cheese?
Yeah, put some blue. Yeah, he doesn't know how to make anything, so he suggested a pasta with Italian sausage and top it with blue cheese. And, you know, Dad. No,
that doesn't sound that right.
It's not.
Did
it.
They have a pizza at Mia Amici? Do they do pizza? Yeah.
Pizza.
I'm scrolling through the menu. Mm.
Yeah, I've only ever looked at their pastas and the lasagna. Yeah,
I don't think I've seen pizza. And they got, I think it's just the Italian dishes.
Chicken Riggies, which I don't know are, but I love it because it reminds me of Riggins. He's
isn't it rigatoni?
Probably
rigatoni.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm guessing. I mean, I haven't been in the kitchen, but I'm guessing if it's Riggies, an Italian restaurant, it's probably rigatoni.
It's one of my favorite pastas.
It is.
I love it. It holds it sauce very well.
Yeah. So do you.
I know I do. I got all the
drunk
sauce.
Drunk ass.
Got all the shit. Got all the sauce.
Stay sauced all the time.
Your sauce and my sauce are a little different. Yours is all you're drunk and my sauce is I'm saucing.
What does that mean?
It means like drip almost. Like you got drip. I'm
what does
saucy.
Drip mean?
Like you are fashionable and you got some swagger.
What does swagger mean?
Like you're cool.
Say, stop using street terms to define other street terms. Cool. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I like that. What's swagger? It's like drip.
If I knew what drip was, I would know what saucin' is. No. Is saucin' and flossin' the same thing?
No.
No?
What's flossin'?
Flossin' was what they used to do when they would show, people would be showing off, so they'd be flossin'.
Okay, yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. Well, your history of popular slang, which doesn't go back very far, then, does it? Because flossing was a term when you were in high school.
Yeah, but flossing to me is a dance move. No, I don't know. I've never heard of flossing as in showing off.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think they used to say that Jennifer Lopez with her velour tracksuits and all, she was the queen of flossing.
I've never heard that.
You never heard flossing, huh? Mm-mm. Wow. Well, maybe that's why you gotta have all your tea pool. Oh.
Whatever that has to do with it.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.